Welcome back. You're here with Dave Faisal on 770 CHQR. And more than money, science and technology is a big focus. I mean, in every aspect, but we talk about it a lot on the show because I think you and I both feel that science and technology is going to be part of the solution as people age. From a health perspective, there's so many things that technology can help improve people's lives and their quality of care.
We are finding that our parents are not always nearby, can't be nearby, and the fear that a lot of adult children have about their parents, are they going to be okay as they age, and are they going to be able to be socially integrated? Are they going to have take their medication on time? These are concerns that adult children have for their parents, and so I'm glad we came across of Ace Age, because this is a company that's got some neat stuff going on here.
Yeah, well, you know, I've talked about my personal situation lots with my mom and some of the challenges she faces. But one of the things she can't, you know, is dispensing of medication, taking the right medication. All of these things are really important. And I mean, it's across every, you know, everybody I know.
Yes.
Almost everybody will have some medication they have to take at some point.
Yeah.
Right? So the dispensing of that medication is of interest for sure. Spencer Hugh is the CEO of Ace Age, and he's joining us today. Spencer, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about the medication dispensing and the problem that you know, that we have as people age and they're on medication and more medication over time. And this is a problem you've focused on as a company and have developed a device that can help in this area. So first of all, tell us a little bit about the company and what you guys are, what you're doing.
Yeah, sure. We make a in-home medication dispenser designed to make it really easy to take your medication properly. And the reason why I started this company is actually not dissimilar to the personal experience you just let me know about, which is I watched my grandfather go to the hospital over and over again because he wasn't taking his medication properly.
Right.
And so I looked at what existed out in the world to help people take their meds, and nothing was simple. Everything required, some kind of level of organization, scheduling, using a widget to manage your meds. And we went, this needs to be easier. And we discovered a compliance packaging format that was predominantly used in long-term care and residential care homes. And we brought that to the community. And that's where the pharmacist takes care of all the organization and the scheduling of your medication. And we built a in-home device that takes care of the reminders. And if you don't take your meds, we'll notify a family member or a caregiver if a dose is ever missed. So base case, our device is going to automatically schedule for you. It's going to automatically notify you when it's time for your meds. And there's one button you have to press to get the medication you need at that exact point in time. And if you don't press that button, then your loved one, your caregiver, whoever you want it to be, can follow up and know to go, hey, what's going on, and provide you that encouragement when you need it most.
So, that's interesting. They have some, there are little, what I'm thinking about those, just the manual plastic systems and stuff like that, but they don't necessarily remind you to do anything, right?
Sunday to Saturday plastic cases.
Little bubble packs.
It holds it for you. The traveling case.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Like my mom, as an example, wouldn't remember to take her medication, right?
Yeah.
Certainly couldn't put the right combinations together and those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So, Spencer, tell us a little bit about how is this in full production now? I'm sorry, maybe I should know that, but is this out and available to the public now?
This is available to the public right now. We're actually about to sell our 10,000th device.
Nice.
Which is quite exciting. We're predominantly, majority of our deployments are out in Europe, but it's becoming more and more popular across Canada, especially in the time of the days that we live today. Mm-hmm. A lot of people typically would have the experience of having, their son, their daughter, someone coming to their home to help manage their medication. So it's very common that people use those plastic calendar boxes.
Mm-hmm.
But in a time of social distancing, it's not necessarily the best course to have someone coming into their home on a regular basis to go, let me help you with your meds. So Carry, our device allows people to maintain their independence, to take their medication properly with a really easy solution. but also provides their family the peace of mind that they know their loved one is still getting the medications they need on time.
How much is Carrie sold for?
It does depend from province to province on what reimbursements are available, but we do typically charge $60 a month for the device and all the connectivity that's associated with it.
Why is it, Spencer, it's more predominantly used in Europe than in Canada? I mean, it seems to make sense. It's addressing a very specific need and a growing need. Why is it in Europe and not in Canada?
So that comes down to the funding model. It's in Canada, a lot of home care funding is based on visits to the home.
Gotcha.
Whereas in Europe, the funding model, they have buckets of funding that home care and telemedicine agencies can use to finance healthcare technologies like ours that allow people to be independent and not require the man hours of sending nurses and personal support workers and caregivers to the homes. Europe is very forward in the adoption of telemedicine, and we are hopeful that Canada can catch up.
Let me jump in here, though. So, Spencer, $60 a month, not including any kind of benefits that each province has. We're here in Alberta, so we can figure that out through Alberta Health Services and so forth. But the services that are included in that is, first of all, notifying the patient that medication is ready to be taken. They have to press a button. If they fail to press a button, it notifies a caregiver or a loved one that you've selected as your go-to. Have I got that right so far?
You got that right.
Okay, what happens on that end now? So let's say my dad didn't take his meds. He didn't press the button. How did I get notified on my device, on my phone?
Correct. We have, so it's a companion cell phone application. You install it on your Android or iOS device.
Okay.
And you can have it set up to notify, could be yourself after an hour, could be your sister or somebody else after 3 hours.
Gotcha.
However you want to have it set up, it can be notified when someone's missed their dose. But also, if you want to just be on top of it, if someone want to know when someone's taking their dose or if they've taken their dose or dispensed it early, you can have those notifications as well.
Does it detail out the type of medication? So dad missed medication ABC, but took medication DEF. Does it notify me the difference of what he missed?
So it notifies you, yes. So inside the device, all your medication and the cadence and when you're supposed to take it throughout the month is all organized chronologically. So if you've missed your morning dose, you're going to know exactly what medications they've missed, and you're going to have that information to provide the best possible guidance if guidance is needed.
And does that data can the data be sent to the family physician?
Absolutely. It's that data is very important for the family physicians, where say a doctor hasn't seen you for 6 months and your new blood pressure medication isn't having the impact they expected. The consistency of how you're taking that medication is very relevant to how that doctor can be providing care. And so we absolutely make that data available to your primary caregivers.
Look at the transparency that's being created by Kerry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, first of all, the information going to the doctor, you being notified if what medication was missed. You know how many adult children don't even know what kind of medication their parents are taking?
Right.
So now you have transparency of what meds they're on.
Right.
This is a great piece, $60 a month. Where can customers pick one up today?
So we're talking in Alberta right now.
Yeah.
So all PharmaCare pharmacies in Alberta are offering Kerry.
Fantastic. I'm going to have a look for it. Spencer, thank you very much. We have to leave it there. I appreciate your time and informing us and enlightening us, and sounds like you've got a great business.
Thanks a lot.
Been joined by Spencer Hugh. He's the CEO of Ace Age. Ace Age, of course, produces the Kerry device for medical dispensing. Listen, healthcare is part of what we talk about, and it's certainly part of everybody's lifestyle.
Yeah.
As they move into retirement, We're going to talk about all of that. We think health is actually we call it a bucket. It's an asset class that you've got to work hard to maintain.
Correct.
Right? And we've got our upcoming seminar.
Yeah, we're going to discuss how do you protect the costs of your healthcare going in the future. We'll talk about that on Tuesday, June 16th, 7 p.m., live online. Now, you need to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Stick around after the break if you want to avoid being scammed. We're going to talk about that here on 770 CHQR in More Than Money.